Hi and welcome. We're the Weasley sisters. This is episode 198. Sorry, I had to look. I'm Jessica, aka Naturally Nitty.
And I'm Alina, also known as Starnitz. This is our weekly podcast. If you're a first-time watcher, welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back.
So grab your knitting, pull up a chair, and craft along with us. Mojo.
No.
I have, like, a lot, which is crazy. Okay. First of all, I made a headband for Mary. Our dad's wife.
Yes.
I was saying that's weird to say. I've never said that before. Anyways, actually, Dad asked me to. They were over the other night, and he's like, "Can you make a headband for Mary? She doesn't like hats, but she needs to keep her ears warm." So I was like, "Sure." So yeah, so I used some
that's really pretty.
Hand spun that I had, and it was thin, so I held like the two ends together. But I really like how the colors played together.
Yeah, it looks like chroma.
Yeah, it's really cool looking. So it was knit flat, just a simple cable, and then like a three-needle bind-off, you know, so you can see where it's connected. But it's pretty. I still have to give it to her yet. Okay. Then
she
I
was, she commented.
She did. She liked it. I know. I just haven't seen her. So then I finished that scarf I was weaving for Paulette last time. We were podcasting. I pulled
it
up. I pretty much finished it that day, and I was reminded of how awesome weaving was. I don't know if you can see.
Yeah, that's really pretty.
It's like dark teal, turquoise, and little bits of purple, which she loves.
Same for the weft and the warp.
No, it was too different. The here you can tell by the fringe was just the plain. Like a tonal kettle dyed maybe green, and then the weft was both green and purple. So like, you know, they went together really well, but yeah, no, I like how it turned out. She's coming back, I think, in a week. So I'll be giving that to her soon. So then once I finished that, I was like, I wanna weave some more because it was so much fun. So I found a big old pile of handspun, leftover handspun from different projects that I've used, or I didn't find a pile. I went searching and I got all these different things together, and I warped it up so you can see by the fringe, like the different colors of the warp, all random, not that they really go together. But I really like how it turned out. And here's the other side.
That's very cool.
It's super long. What I'm planning on doing, is seaming it together and making like a cowl type thing. But I'm going to not use the whole thing. I'm probably going to leave about this much. I think it was 96 inches long, which is pretty long. I think I'm going to leave about that much off of it. And then use it to, like, make some sort of a bag or purse or something. Maybe not a purse, but, like, a project bag of some sort. I've seen some on Instagram where people use it with other fabric, but they have, like, a woven piece to it, and it looks really cool. So I'm excited to do that, too.
That would be.
But, yeah, so it's I took pictures of it and Instagrammed it with it before I washed it, so it was a little wonky, but I washed it now, and it's laying really flat and nice. It's beautiful.
That's awesome.
But, yeah. It's, like, big, warm, all sorts of wool, hand spun. It was a lot of fun, and it worked up really fast, too. Yeah. But I noticed that I only have three shuttles, so
let's see if I can grab one.
I wound like multiple different colors on, like I used just one half for one color, another half for another color, and then the third in the middle. It was kind of a pain weaving like that. But I had so many, so I did the same with these. Which I still have a bunch of hands spun left over, so I may make another one. I don't know. It was fun. Yeah.
That's awesome. You should make it into a skirt.
Uh-huh. Yeah, if I wore skirts. Which I don't. But yeah. No, I really like it. A lot. It was fun. And they're totally not the same weight. Like, all the yarn is, like, all different. But it worked out well enough. It's not, like, a perfect weave. But yeah. I just switched up the weft color whenever I wanted and made little stripes. And
it's awesome. It looks like super good. Even it's like a mashup.
Yeah. It's like a giant mashup. Yeah. It's cool. Pretty happy with it. But yeah. Really fun. Which makes me think you could do that with like any yarn, not just hand spun. You know, you could take any yarn you have and just weave it up. Totally cool. All right, what's up next? So then I found these dishcloths that I had knit years ago that I had never wove the ends in.
Oh, cool.
So I wove the ends in.
Those are dishcloths?
Yeah, I used like the...
Like you were doing like a Mason Dixon type thing?
Yeah, exactly. I'm pretty sure that was the pattern where, you know, you knit back forth and pick up and go that way and then whatever. But yeah, so I was like, hey, look, I have new dishcloths. But yeah, I think that's it for whips or mojo. We can move on to whips, which I have none.
Oh, I have a ton.
So you can, this can be your part now.
So, I am, sorry, I was posting to Instagram, which I will tell you why later.
Okay.
So, okay. I hear, like, a feedback, so I'm going to turn my volume down. Maybe that'll work. Okay. So, I'm still working on my order mission, which, yeah, it doesn't look much different. Because I'm just going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But I measured it around Madison because I was like, this looks really big, but it's going to fit. So that has been staying at home because I have this crazy big...
Hello, giant ball of yarn.
Yeah, it's a pound of love. And like it's like a pound of... It's Lion Brand. It's cheap. It was on sale, and that's why I got it. But it's so big, and I don't have, like, a project bag. It's not really portable. It's basically what I'm saying. I could, like, wind it into a ball, but that's just too much work. So, yeah.
You could strap it on your back.
So I have it in this, like, tote bag that Bella's teacher gave her because she didn't want it. So, yeah, I'm going to get it. Then I am also working on this monster. Let me find it. He is Tony the Toy Box Monster.
Cool.
And I am kind of working on him when I sit down. Kind of. So... Here is his body, and I am just straightening it.
You're using
I'm striping it. Randomly. These are the colors that Bella picked out. They're also the Dolphins colors. If you are into football, which I'm really not, but they look cool together. So I'm working on that. Like I had tried using these. Needles, but they're 24 inch, and I couldn't find my 32 inch ones, so they're probably on a project somewhere that I don't know. So I'm using double pointed needles because it was just easier to knit with. So yeah, then because that is kind of portable, but I would have to bring the book around. I guess I could copy the pattern, but I'm just too lazy to do that.
I pulled out my
And why kill a tree?
Right. I pulled out my failed order mission from last year. And I am working on that. And I'm almost done. I have like one more row of the main color, and then it switches to the purple and pink, and then I have like one more section to go after this. So it's coming along really well. I don't know if you can see. I'm not at the end where I can like hold it out, so I'll just kind of like straighten out this part.
Right. No, it looks
cool. So yeah, but that's coming along really good. And yeah, but those are my works in progress.
Awesome. Oh, I have a dishcloth in progress, but
I also do, but it's over there.
Is on my bike.
But I didn't actually work on it this week.
All right. You spin me right around.
No.
Any spinning? Okay, I have lots of spinning too. And spinning related things that I don't think I wrote. Oh, maybe I did. Well, I didn't write that I made them, but whatever. Okay. Sorry. To start out, I decided I wanted to make, actually, okay, so this, sorry, this goes back to my weaving the ends.
This is why we need to podcast weekly because we miss too much.
I know. So with the ends of this thing, when I cut it off, there's like little bits and stuff, and I thought, hey, I should felt those little bits up, and I could use them in like, crazy bats or whatever, right? So I took, I don't know if you can see this. I took some yarn and some fiber and I cut them up and I tried to felt them. And they're kind of big and like, meh, you know, they weren't exactly what I was going for. But I kept them anyways. And maybe I'll try using, I haven't tried using these ones, but maybe I'll try using them in some funky art bat or something. I don't know. Okay, but then I was like, well, I could try and make those little felted neps because people have been, I've seen them, you know, around in art bats that you put neps in them, right? And I've seen different Etsy shops that you can actually, like, buy a felted, like, they're tiny little felted balls, okay? So then I did an experiment. I'm dropping some. And I made some, and these are all big and crazy. And I did them all together, but they're just fiber, not yarn, and like little
balls,
felted pebbles, I'll almost say, because they're like not quite ballish. So then I was like, it kind of muddied the color when I did them all together, and I threw them in like a lingerie bag, you know, and I threw them after I had felted them in the sink by hand. I threw them in the bag and threw them in the dryer because if you want to felt something, throwing it in the dryer really felt it. Like, not just the washer, like the dryer makes stuff like suck up even more. So then this kind of goes into our sewing, but I don't really sew that much, so I'm just going to say it right now. I had some tulle. And I had some strips of it, so I, like, seamed them together and made little bags. And I put a seam down the middle so I could have different compartments. And just a drawstring. So then I made separate colors, and I put them in here and threw them in the dryer. Because this is a lot smaller holes. I, like, wasted a good amount of the other fiber in the dryer. It came out in the lint thingy.
Those mesh things are very big.
Yeah, they have bigger holes. So, but I wanted smaller little neps that I could add to bats or rolags, rather. So that's why I went with the tulle. So this is what I came up with. These different colors. But yeah, so they're kind of big-ish. They're not as small as I'd want. But here's the green.
They're so fun.
They're cute and little, and they're not completely felted together. You can pull some of them apart, which I found is kind of good because I used that first, the mixed bag one, the one that was all muddied. I used that And I made some roll eggs.
Fun.
And I added them into there. But because those ones were a little more felted, they didn't really grab onto anything. And this was superwash wool. Only superwash wool that I used. So they didn't really, some of them I think would be able to be picked out a little easier when knitting and spinning. So they didn't like catch onto the fiber. So I don't know if that was their size or the superwash, because superwash is a little more slippery of a fiber, not as grabby. So this was my test skein with the big ones. I'm calling this Funfetti because it reminds me of Funfetti cake.
We could totally do it.
I know. I think it would make a cute little baby girl sweater. Anyways, so that's that. So it's kind of cute. Yeah, I don't know how secure those things are, though. Like, I think they fall out. So I wasn't too happy with that. So then I was like, I want to use the new little ones that I made. So I pulled out a bunch of fiber and I was like, I'm going to spin some yarn for myself. So this, I don't know if you can see the colors all that well.
Yeah. Or maybe I just know what they are.
Yeah. Well, I sent Alina a picture because I couldn't decide on, I don't even know what I ended up deciding. The order. Here, like I can open this a little better.
Go on.
Okay, but I first spun the gray, but the little bits go in more, so it's kind of like a tweed effect.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I, like, love it, okay? So I did the gray so far. So in the middle of this, I'm like, I can make one of those Find Your Fade shawls because I'm making it, like, fade, you know, ombre into each other. So right now I'm working on the blue-gray.
Cool.
So I had gray, blue, purple, like it was a wine color, and then gold. And then I mixed in between those colors, you know, the two, so that they would fade into each other a little more. But I'm going to spin each one on its own, like so the gray, and then the blue-gray, and then the blue. So I'll have 9 different balls of yarn to work from.
But are you buying them?
I will. They will be 2-plied. That's another thing. Like, at first I had it separated so I could just spin, like, an ombre completely, and I was going to do 2 plies and then ply them together. But I was like, those might not necessarily line up exactly, and I didn't want to 3-ply it because I had to spin it super fine because that shawl calls for fingering weight, and to get a 3-ply at fingering weight, you have to spin forever, and I just didn't want to do that. Plus with the bits, like the tweedy bits in there, it's hard to spin that fine. Like those things, they fall out more when you go that fine. But yeah, so I'm doing each color separately and then, yeah, we'll see how it goes from there. But there's a lot of weight in there. I think it's almost like 16 ounces. So it's almost like a pound of fiber. It's okay. We'll see how it goes. Whatever. It was fun. But the little depths worked out well. I also had silk noil in there and silk and some fire star, so it'll be a little sparkly, and merino and Falkland. So, it's a little more grabby. It doesn't have the super wash in there, so I don't know if that helps it too or not. Anyways, but that was fun, and it's been good to get my Carter out again and play with that.
Yeah.
Because my goal is to...
Did you put them up in your shop?
Not of these ones. I have some newer Rolex... Well, they were older Rolex that I found that I had not listed yet that I put in my shop. But yeah, I'm going to start making more and updating regularly because that needs to happen. Yeah. So, and then I'm spinning on my mini spindle. The Clockwork Angel Rolex that I've been spinning on for a while. It's in my purse, so I'm not showing you it right now, but yeah, that's what I'm doing. Spinning wise.
Okay, I'm not spinning anything.
Sorry.
It's okay. Oh, next up is sewing.
That is what I've been doing.
All of it.
I have in knit and spin this weekend. And then I have to look at the calendar. So this Saturday is Indie Knit Spin. Next weekend I'm going to Ocean City. There's a knitting guild that has a retreat. So that's what we're doing. And then two weeks after that is Homespun. And then a week after that is Pittsburgh Knit Crochet.
That's insane.
And then a week after Pittsburgh Knit Crochet is Steel City. And then I have a little bit of a break. But, yeah.
Are you going to be ready? I mean, I know you've been sewing a lot. Are you going to have enough for everything?
I don't know. I hope so. Like, I've been sewing a lot. So what I'm going to do is just separate everything. And if there's doubles, put one in one section and one in the other. And then when I come back, whatever didn't sell at the one will go into the next one. You know, and it just kind of adds up. But I'm sharing a booth with Dawn at Pittsburgh Knit Crochet and Steel City. But Pittsburgh Knit Crochet is just a 10 by 10 space. And we're sharing a booth there. So we're like, I don't need to bring everything.
Everything, like we're sharing, there's gonna be a wall of yarn and a wall of bag and then a wall of half and half with things standing up in the middle.
So that's what we're planning. Just because Pittsburgh Knit and Crochet gets more expensive, and we figured if we shared, we can make a better profit, type of thing.
Yeah, to do what works. That's exciting, though.
Yeah. So I sold those things,
and then I was in the process of hemming up some of Joe's chef wear, his work pants, into shorts, rather. And my sewing machine messed up again. Remember when you were here and it wouldn't pick up the bottom end thread?
Yeah, that was not your sewing machine.
No, but it happened to mine, like, after, because Leah got one for Christmas and hers wouldn't work. We took that back. Anyways, but mine, like, it started to mess up. So I looked and it said it was the timing on, like, when it goes down and it doesn't get hooked by that thing, whatever. So I take my machine apart a little bit and I'm messing with the timing. And, like, I thought I got it. I spent, like, 3 hours with it in YouTube, and I think I've screwed it up even more. So I need to take it in because I cannot get it to work.
Every time my machine breaks, I need to learn how to fix this because then...
Well, you did get mine working, like, when you were here. When was that, for Christmas? Yeah. Crazy. Like,
yeah. So the timing is off, and usually that's just...
A little adjustment, but it wasn't working, and I couldn't figure it out, and now it just won't work at all, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. So I figure it's time to take it in and
get it. Oh yeah, because it wasn't working, and I was like, when was the last time you oiled it?
Not that often. So I'm mad. It's broken, and I tried my hardest.
Well, remember my sewing machine broke in the middle of sewing? Yeah, and so I just ran to Walmart and bought one of those. And you got some sewing people who are snobs, and you have to have the most expensive sewing machine and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But I was like, I watched, what's that show? Project Runway. And they have all brother sewing machines in there. And that's what Walmart carries. And I was like, Walmart's open 24 hours. And they're open, and it's like 10 o'clock, and I can just buy it. but actually, I've been using that basic sewing machine for like two years now. Which is kind of amazing if you think about it.
Mine is old. It's a Kenmore. It's like one of those heavy duty metal ones, which I like it. It was Joe's grandma's sewing machine.
Well, yeah, because mine was our grandma's.
Yeah.
So it was old. And then finally it just like stopped working. Like I'd gotten it fixed like two or three times.
I'm hoping that's not the case. I hope it can fix and I can use it more because I don't want to buy a new one because I don't sew all that often, but I do like to do things now and then with it, you know.
But where I was going with that, you could easily go to Walmart and buy a cheap one. And be happy with it.
True. So, I mean, that'll be a last resort, but.
So, okay. Let me pull up my...
Are we on gym, I think?
Yeah.
I got 2 days in last week. Nothing this week so far. The kids head off school for President's Day yesterday, and then today we had a doctor's appointment for Gabe. So I didn't get it today. But...
I did not work out all last week. I had to get up and go most of the week. And so if I don't work out in the morning, I don't work out.
Yeah.
And then today I was going to work out, but I spilled coffee all over my computer. So yeah, that didn't happen.
That sucks.
So I'm hoping tomorrow. Thursday and Friday. So, yeah, randomness. I spilled coffee all over my computer, and it was kind of working, but, like, the keyboard is messed up a little bit. So I have it sitting, I poured rice in a tray and put my computer on it, and then I poured rice over the keyboard top, because, you know, like, rice is supposed to absorb the moisture, so I'm like, hopefully that'll work. Because it was kind of working, but some of the keys weren't typing, and then other keys were typing other letters.
Yeah, that's not good.
So, if
it was just water, that'd be one thing, but it's coffee, it could be sticky.
Yeah.
That could be bad.
I don't know.
It wasn't too much on my keyboard. Most of it went on the book. I was getting ready to do devotions and stuff. So it's like all over this book, like a commentary that I had gotten out that was Andy's. And I'm always like, you can't read my books because you mess them up. He takes books and goes like this when he reads them. And I'm like, you can't do that to a book. So I had the book open, and I spilled coffee straight down the middle, straight down my February where I was taking notes, and I was using a fancy green pen, but it got wet, so now it's all blurry. So that's my morning. That's how all last week went, too. So I'm just frustrated. So not having to do with sewing or anything, but a lot of the stuff I've been doing, I've been making crochet hooks for shows.
They're way cool.
So that one was like a new shape I started making because I saw some commercial ones like this.
Okay.
So it has this ball you can like hold on to and then another ball. Anyways. So that's I've been trying to do that. And just like other shapes, like square. Stuff like that. You know, because I know people like to buy crochet hooks.
Yeah, no, that's fun.
And when I'm sitting out here with the girls and their family time, like yesterday, I don't want to be all alone in my room and ignore the kids. So I come out here, and the first part of the week last week I was making stitch markers, and then I was doing crochet hooks. So, yeah, I've been really busy getting ready for all these shows. But yeah, it's good. I enjoy it, so it's not like a problem. I just, you know, Thursday or Friday I'll probably do inventory for Indie Knit and Spin and just get started on the other ones and see what I need to do. But randomly there's not much going on.
I don't have anything written down because most of my stuff all involves fiber and kids and stuff, which, you know, isn't all that interesting.
So for my computer, I'm hoping, like, the rice will, like, soak up the moisture. And I'm just going to get, like, I forgot to do this. I'm just going to go to Five Below and get, like, a keyboard, like a wireless keyboard. And just see if that doesn't work. And I hope it does. As long as it works long enough for me to get all my files off.
Yeah.
I can be okay.
That's crazy. Look, I finally did my nails.
Oh, those are pretty.
I don't know what these things are called. You gave them to me.
They were from a long time ago, like a sister style.
Okay. Because they didn't have the name on them.
Or a host exclusive. Yeah, I don't like them because they're orange.
I like them because they're orange.
I say, but I'm wearing, like, gold. And I'm not really a gold person, but I really like gold on my nails.
Yeah, I don't like gold either, but I do like them on nails. Oh, we skipped over binging.
Binging.
I was watching through Grimm since you talked about it, and I had started watching that when it first came out and never kept up with it, kind of like, you know, the whole Netflix through and you're binging or binging killed TV. Anyways, whatever. So I started watching that, and I think I'm around the starting the third season, or I think I ended the second season, and then for some reason I went back to Bones, which I had been watching a while ago, and I'm on season 5 of that now, and I was she just cracks me up, and their relationship, like, it's so funny.
I love that show. How cool. And I read the books, and it's not even, she's not like that in the books. But I still like her in the books, but I like her really a lot in the TV show, like how she's so clueless and smart.
Yeah, it's hilarious. It makes me crack up. Actually, the other day, Hodgins froze a turkey and wanted to prove that it would shatter and dropped it, and it bounced and hit Angela, and that, like, made me crack up. Anyways. So yeah, that's what I've been binging on. Oh, and The Walking Dead is back, so that was fun.
I've been binging on Grimm too. Like, I just started season 2. And I kind of was in, like, a binge hole because I didn't know what to watch. And I actually really don't watch much anymore. But Grimm was one of, is what I was watching. But then I also, I've been reading audiobooking a lot. So I finished the book Mastiff, which is a really good series by Tamara Pierce. And then I started by Anne Bishop. I started her Tira Lane series. So the first book is Pillars of the World. So I read that, and it was good, but in it, it's like back in, like, Puritan times where women had to wear, like it's not like that. Like, it's like they're fighting against that. Like, there's this guy trying to go around and kill all the witches. And it's just like, because, like, women are supposed to be at home. They can't read and stuff like that. So it's, like, really hard for me to read because these guys are, like, horrible. And then there's, like, all these women who are like, this isn't right. And then, yeah, so, I mean, the first book isn't as hard because it focuses on the one character. It doesn't focus on her, but, like, she's the main part. And then the second book, I'm in the second book, but in the second book, it's pretty hard, too, because it's, like, same thing. And I'm just, like, having a hard time. I don't know. It's just, like, I like reading books with strong women in it, but it's hard to read about that. And I know, like, the author writing the book doesn't like it either, but that's why she wrote about it and, like, how they deal with it and stuff. But it just is, like, so frustrating. So, yeah. But they're good books. I really like Ambush. Like, I really liked her Others series, the Others series with the Written in Red and all of those. And that was more of a urban fantasy. Like, these ones are just mainly fantasy because they're, like, not current, if that makes sense. So, Yeah. But I mean, I really like it. She tells a really good story and makes it like engaging. These ones must have, I think they might have been her first ones, so they're a little slowish, but I think it's that time period, if that makes sense. But I like it, so that's what I've been binging on. But I think I went and downloaded some more of the Tamara Pierce ones because I really like those books as well. So, like the ones that I read, I really like. So, I downloaded some more. So. But anyway, that's all that I've been thinking on. Like, I haven't really been watching much because I've been working a lot. So.
No, that's good. I need to put my iTunes back on my computer. Like, I put it all on a external hard drive, so now I have nothing right now. But yeah.
Yeah, that's what I need to do. I need to get out my external hard drive, plug it into my computer. Because the computer still turns on, it's just the keyboard is weird. Get everything off of there in case I need to get it in the computer.
Yeah.
Which I really hope I don't. And of course, like, I looked up to see the warranty, you know, like you buy a 2-year warranty or whatever. And it expired last March. So I've had the computer for like 3 years, but